Welcome to the Dream Factory, a warm, cozy, and extremely lovely place where only the most visceral nightmares and pleasure-driven musings of its residents are mercilessly extracted and sold for the pure enjoyment of others. The Dream Factory, a new novel by Mark Marcus. Now available on your Apple device, Kindle, and on Amazon.com. Go to CandleShorePublishing.com/Dream Factory.
Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to CandleShore. For this week, I want to talk to you about paperwork, warranties, guarantees, things like that. You know, when I was younger, in my late teens, early 20s, I never kept receipts, and I hate to think about all the money I lost as a result of that, but I was very bad at paperwork and keeping it organized. So I really admire those who are good at it. And if you yourself are not good at it and you know someone who is, make them your friend, and hopefully they'll help you out, because it's very good to know what your rights are and how long warranties and such. The reason I bring this up is because of my recent experience at Apple Incorporated. So I buy Apple. I have Apple accessories. I usually buy, you know, power cables and some headsets from time to time. Well, 10 months ago, as of the date of this recording, it's approximately 10 years ago. 10 months ago, Apple released at the same time as the iPhone 5 a new type of headset called the EarPods. And they're basically just like the normal Apple standard issue headset, only they're a little bit more of a comfort fit. And I think the quality of the EarPods are a little bit better than their predecessors. When you buy something, and I can't speak for all of Apple products, but certainly with regards to the headset, you have a one-year warranty. So again, when the Apple iPhone was released, a couple of days later, I went over and picked up a pair of these new EarPods. And I like them. So, because it's less than a year than the date of their release, it's clear that if anybody takes a set of EarPods back to Apple, they should already, maybe I'm crazy, but they should realize, hey, they're all under warranty. Sound right to you? Sounds right to me. So imagine my surprise when I walk into the Apple store 2 days ago, because my EarPods had malfunctioned. I walked in. It was around, I don't know, 7:30 at night or so. I walked up to a young man and I said, well, they're all young men and they aren't they? Men and girls, men and women, whatever. I don't know if there's anybody working there who's over 30 years old. You'd be hard pressed to find. I personally think that's a problem. Okay. Especially when it comes to customer service. But anyway, I go into the store. Walk up to this person, this guy, and I say, I have this set of EarPods. They're no longer working. First thing out of his mouth is, oh, would you like to buy a new pair? I said, no. These are under warranty. Are they not? He goes, oh, yes, I guess they are. So he goes over to another person. I hate to call them. I don't know the sales reps. I don't know what the hell these people are. Okay, because the attitude they give you, and by the way, I went in there before, you know, somebody, well, Mark, if you go in there with a bad attitude, you're going to get a bad attitude. I understand, but I really wasn't. I went in there just as neutral as I could possibly be and said, oh, you know, my experience with Apple in the past, before the passing of Steve Jobs, was a very positive one. You know, if you had a malfunctioning device or accessory, and this has happened to me in the past over the last 6 years. I've had a few ear sets that go bad. They look at it, you know, plug it in to see if it's not working, to verify, and then just swap it out for you. I've always had nothing but positive experiences with Apple. Some friends of mine recently have had bad experiences. This was my first real encounter with Apple that I can recall since the company changed hands. And I can tell you, it has gone down a great deal. From personal experience, their whole attitude has changed. Everybody in the store. So the first guy goes up to the second guy. I hold up the EarPods and say, I need to get these replaced. The first thing the guy says is, oh, well, you want to buy a new pair, right? I said, no, I don't want to buy a new pair. These are covered under warranty. He goes, yeah. So they point me to this guy and say, well, you have to get, did you make an appointment? Said, no, I didn't make an appointment. Appointment for what? So I'm going to save you all the details and what, but the idea, you know, you have to make an appointment with these people at the Genius Bar, and only they are authorized to swap out defective products. I understand that, now that they explained it, but you know, geez, it's a set of headphones. Their whole attitude was, you know, and they said, well, you'll have to come back tomorrow, the next day, because we're all booked. So I looked at the guy, the third guy, by the way, and I said, so you're really going to send me? And I was not yelling. I did have this look of disbelief, and I said, so you're going to send me home with a defective product that's under warranty? Well, let me see what I can do, he says. So he gets his little iPad out and he looks and looks. Well, we may have an appointment. We may have I can probably squeeze you in the next hour. And you can go talk to somebody at the Genius Bar and maybe they'll be able to swap out your headset. So it's going to make it really late at night, but that's okay. Fine. I nod and say, okay. So he takes my name. And I'll tell you right now, at this point, I was not a happy camper. I wasn't smiling. I wasn't mean or anything. And I said, well, where do I stand? This place is jam-packed full of people. And he goes, oh, don't worry, I'll find you. So I'm just standing. I stay close to him. I must have stayed within 8 feet of the guy because I want to make sure he doesn't forget that I'm there. Their whole attitude was really not good, okay? It wasn't one that we want to help you. It was one that, well, you need to jump through these hoops, and too bad if you got a set of headsets that you paid $30 or $40 for that don't work, that's still in warranty. It really bothered me that they were, you know, the first thing out of both these people's mouths were, you want to buy a new pair. You know, if it were after over a year after the AirPods had been released, that's one thing. But it's very easy when you're within the one-year release date. It means everything's under warranty. So anyway, it didn't take about an hour. Somebody came up to me, I guess. I mean, I kind of was giving him a hard look. Not mean, but I did not want to be forgotten. You know, and this place, I've never seen so many people. I don't know if they were returning. I don't know what was going on. This girl walks up and she goes, oh, so how are you doing this evening? I just nodded at her like, I said, I'll be doing better when I can leave the store with a working set of headphones. I mean, I said it. I didn't say it meanly, but I didn't want to play the game. So she says, do you need to have them replaced? And I said, yes. She starts doing her little thing on her iPad. She cannot get into the right program to start the authorization for the return. So she has to go get someone else. The training, I was just stunned. So we're 20. Okay. So I've been in the store about, 40 minutes now. She comes back. I mean, she's pleasant enough. And she has to get my phone and do the sale numbers. And I have to sign all these disclaimers and I don't know what. And finally, at some point somebody said, well, do you have the receipt? And I said, no, I don't have the receipt because, you know, when you buy, if anybody's ever purchased anything within recent memory from Apple, they give you an option of getting a paper receipt or having it emailed, having the receipt emailed to your email address. Well, recently, you know, I used to do all paper receipts, but I thought, well, maybe it's better to do an email receipt. I'm since changing my policy. From now on, when I buy anything anywhere, I'm always going to get a paper receipt. So I said, no, you know, you guys gave me an email receipt. What do you have the email? You know, anyway, it was not a good thing. The girl did replace the AirPods, but it just was a very unpleasant experience. It was nothing like what Apple used to do with their customers, which was, hey, we want to make, you know, you're with us, you're on our team, we're going to take care of you. I've returned a few things in the past before, and the experience was so positive. Like, oh, no problem. Let me just swap this out for you. No biggie. But this time, it was clearly, you know, their goal, well, we can't do it. Only these people in the store can swap it out. And if you don't make an appointment ahead of time, and by the way, you know, you can only make an appointment online. Not good. And I'm not particularly, again, I'm not a big fan of this particular store anyway. It's my least favorite of all the Apple locations in this area. There's some that just, I don't know if they have too many customers, which or what it is. The point behind this podcast, though, is not to complain about Apple, although I can tell you that if they don't get their customer service act together, if I weren't already invested with Apple, I certainly wouldn't go back. I can tell you that right now. Their whole idea, their whole demeanor inside the store is not one of taking care of your customers. It's really one of, if we've got to do it, we will. Not a good thing. But not just Apple. Let me just say this. You know, be sure you know what your rights are when you buy these products. If I hadn't known, because I didn't keep the box from the AirPods, if I hadn't known for a fact that the AirPods were covered for a year, I don't think anybody of the four people I encountered would have said to me, oh, instead of buying a new set, you know you're covered under warranty, let me exchange it for you. None of them would have said that. Part of being a good service provider is letting people know what their rights are. And I always thought that Apple was one of those companies where, hey, you could let your hair down a little bit because they take care of you. That has clearly changed. I'm giving you my experience, but I could relate to you more and more experiences of the friends of mine who have dealt with Apple, and they've come away with the same type of same impression from there. So, you know, when you buy anything these days, especially a product, be sure and, you know, try to organize the paperwork. Keep the paperwork. Make sure you know what the warranties are. Because sadly, I don't know if companies these days are going to stop you from buying a new set and say, oh, you're still covered under warranty. I had to deal with iOmega last year. And I think they did tell me that. I think that the customer service rep actually said, this is still covered under warranty. So I give iOmega props for that. I give them credit for that. That was good. But I came away, and yes, I did get my ear pods, and they're working fine. But let me just tell you that, let the buyer beware, right? I mean, it's sad state of affairs. I've been very good about keeping receipts lately over the last, year, 2 years. But with Apple, I've been doing the email receipts. I'm going to stop that and start having them print out receipts so that I have a hard copy in case I need to take something back. But overall, I do like the AirPods. They're high quality compared to their predecessors. I like them. And so there you have it. But I was surprised at how many hoops I had to jump to just to return something. So there you have it. I don't know what to make of it. Apple is, like any company that gets too big for its britches, I think that, they reach a critical mass and then things start to change. I fear that's what's going on here. But like I said, just make sure whenever you buy anything, I have drawers of, with receipts, and I try to get them organized, because you never know when you may need those warranties. Get the warranties. Make sure you know what your rights and stuff are. Okay. Hey, remember to make a joyful noise, and I'll see you back here soon. Take care.